Welcome to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast in English for May 11th, 2020. For English, dial 857-385-7066.
日本語の方は857-385-7319 857-385-7319へお電話ください。
한국어로들으시려면이번호를누르십시오857-385-7658
Para español, marca 857-385-7750
Hi, my name is Scott Oshima, and I will be your host for the Little Tokyo Little Podcast, a special podcast from your Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. Brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, in partnership with Tuesday Night Project and Rafu Shimpo. Have a stretch, hear haiku poems, listen to songs by local musicians, and hear cute local news, all made just for you. Join us for a new episode every 2 weeks. Let's get started with Radio Taiso, or Radio Exercises, with pianist Makiko Hirata. Follow Makiko's instructions, or just have a light stretch in any way that is comfortable for you. Stand, sit, or just enjoy the music.
Here we are. It's time for Radio Taiso. First, stand tall and stretch your whole body. Ready? One, two, and back down. Stretch your back. Next, arms and legs. One, two, three, four. Arms to the side and bend the knees. Repeat once more. Three, four, five, six. Now arms revolving. First one way, then the other. Arms outstretched, repeat once more. One, two, three, four. Legs spread out. Now the chest. Swing the arms to the side and slowly up again. Five, six, chest spread widely. One, two, three, four, five, six. Next, arm bends. First the left and back again, then the right and back again. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now forward bend. With rhythmic bounces, bend three times, then hands on your hips, bend backward, then up again. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now swing your arms and twist your body. Left, right, then diagonally to the back. And once again. Right, left, right, left. Five, six. Feet together now. Arms and legs. Arms up, arms down with strong, sharp moves. Up, arms down. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now feet apart. Bend forward twice toward the left foot, then up and open wide. Next, down to the right and back up again. Once again, two, three, four, five, six. Now rotate your whole body. Stretch the arms to their full length and make a full circle. And the same thing the other way. Be sure to stretch those hip muscles. Five, six, feet back together, and now jump. One, two, three, four, open, close. One, two, three, four, five, six, arms and legs. One, two, three, four, arms and knees moving together. One, two, three, four, five, six, and we end with deep breath, slowly in and slowly out. Five, six, and one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Good job.
Thank you, Makiko. Now welcome Kenji Liu, reading a haiku from our Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. These haiku poems are submitted and written by people just like you.
This week's haiku comes from Elaine Oxner in West Palm Beach, Florida, who writes, "Pink moon rises high. From isolation, I watch and dream." The structure of this haiku is playful. It draws us into its tiny world using the image, "Pink moon rises high," connecting the color pink with the moon, which is a little unusual. As we consider this combination, the second line tells us very simply, "From isolation." Can we read this as, "Pink moon rises high from isolation," the way many of us sheltering at home would like to? The haiku concludes with the third line, "I watch and dream," which, combined with the previous line, can read, "From isolation, I watch and dream." Whichever way we read this haiku, it hinges on the second line, the author writing, "From isolation," which is where we all are right now, the small world of our homes, but with big dreams and imaginations. The haiku once again. "Pink moon rises high. From isolation, I watch and dream."
Thanks, Kenji. Now's your chance to get creative while staying at home. Submit your original haiku to the Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge by emailing haiku@jacc.org. That's haiku@jacc.org, or texting or leaving a message at 626-789-5269. That's 626-789-5269. And be sure to include your name and city. Now, here are some of the latest news updates and some cute local stories from our very own 117-year-old Rafu Shimpo Daily News. Remember that these are only recorded once every 2 weeks. For the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3030.
This is Rafu for You, a partnership of the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center, Sustainable Little Tokyo, and the Rafu Shimpo. This is Mikey Hirano Kolros of the Rafu Shimpo, and I hope this finds you very well and very safe at home. It's May 5th as we're recording, and another community institution has been pushed aside by the ongoing pandemic. What would have been the 80th Nisei Week Festival, originally scheduled for this August, has been canceled. The Nisei Week Foundation made the announcement Friday, citing health concerns and recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as state and local governments. The hope is to hold the festival sometime in 2021, but no dates have yet been decided. Nisei Week began in 1934 during the Great Depression. It was a campaign not only to promote local business, but also as a way to further involve the second-generation Japanese Americans, or Nisei, into the business and community activities in Little Tokyo. After being shut down during World War II, Nisei Week was revived in 1949, due in large part to the efforts of Japanese Americans, that is, Americans of Japanese ancestry, who had been incarcerated during the war. In news that's a bit more palatable, a small restaurant in Little Tokyo has revived a popular dish of decades ago for those of us locked down and longing for a little taste of home cooking. Glenn Ishii and his partner Caroline Shin have opened Just Cafe in Little Tokyo next to the Union Center for the Arts.
The whole J-I-S-T is both my mother's initials and my partner's mother's initials. That's why we came to a J instead of a G.
The Rafu's Chris Komai spoke with Ishii and Shin and discussed the origins of the restaurant and that very famous dish.
Your restaurant, it seems like it specializes mostly in breakfast and lunch.
The reason why we decided to do breakfast and lunch is because in Little Tokyo at that time, there wasn't a lot of restaurants that were doing breakfast and lunch. Mm. Everybody was doing lunch and dinner or sushi bars or ramen, pretty much all there was in Little Tokyo. So looking at the demographics of Little Tokyo, seeing what the future is in store for Little Tokyo, there's more diversity. That's why we geared our menu with a little, you know, Asian-inspired menu because we're in Little Tokyo, but also to meet the American palate too as well.
Just follows the legacy of Tokyo Garden, the legendary Little Tokyo eatery that Ishii's family established before World War II. Last month, Ishii decided to revive Tokyo Garden's famous chashu shumai combination, a kind of soul food for the area.
My obachan started the combination. I have no idea when, because I wasn't even born back then. But as far as I can remember, when the restaurant was on 2nd Street, we only used to do it on Fridays and Saturdays, and it used to be very busy back then on those days.
The Japanese-style chashu is very labor-intensive to make, and all 100 servings that Just Cafe prepared sold out in under 30 minutes. The taste isn't gone forever, though, as Just has created a chashu hash, which we'll discuss next time. Just Cafe is located at 116 Judge John Iso Street in Little Tokyo. Their hours are Tuesday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and on weekends from 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. To order or for more information about hours and other menu items, visit gistcafe.com. That's J-I-S-T, cafe, all one word, .com. That'll do it from here for now. Until next time, do take care.
Thanks, Rafu Shimpo. Once again, remember, for the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com. That's RafuShimpo, or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3030. Now lean back, relax, and listen to some music and a message from one of the many wonderful musicians in our community. These songs were recorded just for you, Little Tokyo. And now, here is the song Hiroshi no Sakura Ondo by our very own Little Tokyo resident, Grace Chikui.
My heart was moved when I heard this song, which I will share. The song gave me the feeling of spring season, lots of happiness and celebration. The cherry blossoms are so pretty, colorful, and sweet fragrance. We just feel like dancing with joy to the music and song. Ha! Sakura saita saita, Pato pato saita, kita mo o minami mo hito iro ni somete nihon no haru ga kita. Gokigen yoroshu otashita to Sakura ondo de Nihon bare, Nihon bare. Ha, Sakura saita saita, Pato pato saita. Sasute hikute no 見せどころ歌に惚れたか花びらも風にひらひら浮かれ出す桜温度で人踊り人踊り
Thanks again to our incredible community musicians. And now we want to hear from you. Call us to submit your haiku poem for the Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. Let us know what song you want to hear next, or share a message with Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. We'll share some calls and requests on the next podcast episode. Give us a call at 626-789-5269. That's 626-789-5269, or email Alma at aguzman@jacc.org. That's aguzman@jacc.org. To end today's episode and to celebrate last week's Kodomo no Hi, or Children's Day, here is an ukulele rendition of Koi no Bori by JACCC's very own Chester E.K.
Yane yori takai koi no bori Okii manoi wa otosan Chisai himoi wa kodomo tachi Omoshiro sou ni oyoideru Yane yori takai koi no bori Oki manoi wa otosan Chisai himoi wa kodomo tachi Omoshiro sou ni oyoideru Higher than the roof above, koi streamers fly. Daddy is the long and dark one, way up in the sky. Little red ones are the children, blowing by and by. Swimming freely, so gentle, way up in the sky. Higher than the roof above, koi streamers fly. Daddy is the long and dark one, way up in the sky. Little red ones are the children, blowing by and by. Swimming freely, so gentle, way up in the sky.
Thank you for listening. This song, I found English version too, so I have tried singing today. This is the first time. I couldn't sing very well, but I'm sure you can practice, and next time you can teach me. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Thank you for listening to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Check back every 2 weeks for new episodes made just for you. This podcast is brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, our community partners, Rafu Shimpo and Tuesday Night Project, and our generous funders, the Kresge Foundation and the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. We are wishing you all health and happiness from our homes to yours. This is Scott Oshima signing off from the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Talk to you soon.